You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Pasuk, the Ramban on Vayikra Perek Kud Gimel Pasuk Aleph, and it says here, Al Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks the Parsha of Negoim to Moshe ve'Aaron. El Moshe ve'Aaron, so Ramban is going to explain why. Why to Moshe and Aaron? Why is Aaron included in the Dibur? So he says, Bavur, Ki al pi ha-kohen yekori v'choneg. We know the Negoim are contingent on the Kohen. So therefore, Kudosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron also, Hayah dibur gam al Aaron, or le-moyshe shiom al Aaron. Or does it mean that was to Aaron? Because maybe it's the idea that was given to Moshe to give to Aaron. And he says, Al das rabbi seinu resh michilta, leom brekanda bil bnei. So, al das rabbi teber resh michilta. Because the michilta, as you'll see, that whenever it says, El Moshe vel Aaron, the michilta stresses to say that Kudosh Baruch Hu never spoke to Aaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe to tell Aaron. Okay? But says the Ramban, the Loma became the bear of Israel. Interestingly enough, the Pasuk says about Parshas and the Goim for Moshe and Aaron, but doesn't include Klal Israel. Because really, the obligation is of the Kohanim. Once the Kohanim know, the Kohanim enforced the law, so he didn't have to tell Klal Israel. Was important of the Kohanim, because the Kohanim were the ones who were in charge of the Negoim, so that's how they do it. V'yomer b'Parshas Atayra, and Parshas Metzora also, El Moshe Lemoir, doesn't say Aaron, says only El Moshe Lemoir, so why doesn't it say Aaron in Parshas Metzora? Because here, Ki ain't so glazir so metayr, to tell Klal Israel to be metayr, you didn't have to tell. Why? Because they are going to worry themselves to be metayr. You don't have to tell them that. V'gamlo l'kwerikur k'bonis, you don't have to tell the Kohen either. Kiberotzin yasuken. So in other words, there was no need to tell the Kohanim specifically. Only by Parshas Tumah, when you go ahead and you talk about Tazria is dedicated to the Kohanim. Ube Parshas Azav, however, there's one more place in our Parshas Tazim Etzorah that Kudosh Baruch Hu talks about to the Kohanim. Parshas Azav, Omar Dabru el Bnei Yisrael v'amartel aleihem. There it says Bnei Yisrael, Bavur Shu Dovar Seisev Makir Boizim Shidder Kol Echad Chol LeKohen. So there includes not only Aaron, it includes also Bnei Yisrael, because there, Klal Yisrael, since the Tumas Azav, right, semen is something that you don't see it, it's something Beseser, you have to tell Klal Yisrael. So the Ramban says it's a functional idea. The Goyim were said to the Kohanim because they are the ones in charge. You don't have to tell Klal Yisrael because the ones who take care of it are the Kohanim. That's what the Ramban writes. So there is a famous, well-known Klichemda here. The Klichemda says the following. Daidaber Hashem v'chosav Ramban v'lo amar b'kan daber b'nei Yisrael, any great. And he asks v'eno muvan, l'ani daiti, ha'gam al Yisrael, yesh mitzvah zula, but if neko yishir and negoim. One second, Ramban is saying that you don't have to give the mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, because the Kohanim are the ones in charge of the negoim. Says the Ramban, that's not true. The Klicham de asks. We know that there's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to bring the negoim also. So the mitzvah is in Klal Yisrael also. So why don't you tell them the mitzvah? Says the Klichem, the very Yisrael Ramban, the Parshas Metzora, Bikra, Vaidaba, Shal Moshe, V'Aaron, Amol, B'ni Gibatim. In Nigibatim, also it says Aaron, Shekosav HaZeloshon, that Ramban explains by Nigi Habatim, by the Negoim of the houses, it says, Vayaroech, Vaidaba, Shal Moshe, Shiyom, Adabu, B'ni Yisrael. There also should have said Klal Yisrael. Why Klal Yisrael is excluded from Nigi Habatim? Avali Kotzer HaKosav B'muvan. Okay, you don't need to. It's natural that that happened. Or Shidabi, Rimei Mokum, Kol Yisrael, V'ir Moskiena Kavonat, Rak Lamed Lev Din Yetzaras Kulav, Shlom Adosam LaKohanim. Or maybe perhaps the reason why it was not said to Klal Yisrael is because it wasn't relevant. It was only to the Kohanim for them to learn it. V'lo Yazir Moshe Atar Yisrael Bo. Klal Yisrael didn't have the mitzvah. Rak Beboyam Lo Oretz Yazir V'shove B'nei Gatzaras. Only when they came to Eretz Yisrael, then they told them the mitzvah of Saras. Saras was only said when they went to Eretz Yisrael, Shmoyoid. Ki lohem tziva b'mitchila b'mishpotim eilat kal shon Ramban. So the Ramban says the Nigi Abatim were not told to Klal Yisrael because it wasn't relevant. Was only told to the Kohanim for them to learn about the Negoim. So says the klichem, the near abortion, was Ramban al nigibatim berbi. The Ramban is not limiting and saying that davka nigibatim was not nugia. By nigibatim is clear, it's only shaykh in Eretz Yisrael. V'chema she'sim Ramban, look at the Ramban. The Ramban quotes a posuk. The posuk of Hishomer lecha b'nega tzaras. The posuk of Hishomer lecha b'nega tzaras is talking about regular nedoim. So he says, the masim Ramban derak b'boyim la'aretz yaz Hishomer b'nega tzaras v'nizeh nemar nigiaguf. Those are the regular nedoim. Because it says, Ma'arto, Nirem Izeh the Ramban Zal, says the Klichem da Yisoid. Svira, they call Dine Metzoyra, Fagam Dem Chuy Basaguf. Dine Metzoyra. Even though they are not Mitzvahs of Tluyas Boretz, right? They are Chuy Basaguf. Ve'noag Bim Ba'aretz U'Bim Bechutz La'aretz, Afilu Bizman Azeh Mishkoen Bokim, Mikom Lo Nitzchayv, Vidinuil Shavu Davka Lakuyim, Minigoy Shavu Zor, Mikzis Zabarartem, Kim Shavu Arzor. The Chivon Klal Yisroel. Only even Nige Odom is only when they get to Eretz Yisrael. Because then they live a normal life, they have Negoim. Negoim were only taught to Kohanim in the Midbar. And that's Nige Batim and Nige Odom. And if they wanted to go now, clearly, if the Kohen decided to give Tuma, like by the case of Moshe and by the case of Miriam, clearly it was possible to have the concept of Tzoras. But the mitzvahs of Tzoras, not only Tzoras Nigi Batim, but even Nigi Odom is only Chal in Eretz Yisrael. And in the Midbar was only given to the Kohanim. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives the Parshas on the Goyim, is Daber V'daber Hashem El Moshe V'El Aaron, not Moshe in Klal Yisrael, but Moshe and Aaron. And the question is why? Lechera comes out something very odd, that in the Midbar, the mitzvah was only given to the Kohanim, not to Klal Yisrael. And that's why it was said to them. Now, the next thing is, what needs to be thought is the following. Comes out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron. Now, why did he tell Aaron? So the Poshup Shat, you'd say, because Aaron is the one that determines the Negoim. The Negoim is determined by the Kohen. But it's not Poshut to say that, because look at the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra writes, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron, the din haloch of Zav, of Zova, meaning by a woman that has Zavus, it says Oshe Moshe vel Aaron, and explains the Ibn Ezra, Ki ha-Kohenim afrishu ben Zova l'nida, because the Kohanim are the ones who paskan, they were the poiski halocha. Kasher omur chazal bin dam le dam, v'ata yochel levarat mei, medamet nisle ketzaras nega goli. So in other words, when you talk about the negoyim, which are nega begoli, is a tumah which is revealed, and then you talk about zavus, which is a tumah which is not revealed, Aaron HaKohen gets it because he passes those alochas. So it's not only because it determines. Bishlo by Negoim, the Kohen is the one that determines the Tumah. The Tumah is defined and determined by the Kohen. Okay, so that's why you need the Kohen. But that's not true. Even by Tumas Zav, by woman who has menstruation out of the time, that is automatic Tumah. The Kohen is only the Poisek. So, but since he's the Poisek, the Kohen is the Poisek of Negoim and the Poisek of Zavus. And therefore it was the Dibur is said to him. Which comes out to answer, right? Even though technically there is no Negoim until Eretz Yisrael, because the mitzvah Klal Yisrael to be careful on Negoim is only Chal in Eretz Yisrael, but was given already in the Midbar to Aaron HaKohen. Now, why Aaron HaKohen? Not because he determines the Negoim, but he's the Poisek on the Negoim. Says the Ibn Ezra, he's a Poisek on Tumas Gilui, and the revealed Tuma, which is the Negoim, and he's a Poisek in the hidden Tumas, which is called menstruation and Zavus. And the question is, why? Why specifically in the Inyone Tuma, Ben Dam Le Dam, the Kohen is in charge? So there are basically two questions that need to be asked. Specifically, why is the concept of Negoim said to Aaron in the Midbar, right, to Klal Yisrael, it wasn't? And also, why is the Kohen the Poisek on two separate ideas of Tumah? Tumas Zav and Tumas Baheres, in Tumas the Goyim. It's not the Pshad that he's the one who determines or makes to be Chal. We talk about that he's the Poisek. And the question is why? Why is he the Poisek on that? Okay? Now, why Negoyim Arnogea? We spoke about last year, if you remember, we spoke about the Klichemda. The Klichemda's idea that mitzvah of Negoyim is Nogea to Eretz Yisrael, the simple pshat is because Negoyim is basically a almost like a miraculous reflection of the body to express the diseases of the soul. In the Midbar, you didn't need this because the Midbar was so spiritual that everybody felt the disease of the soul. So Negoyim was not needed. The need for Negoyim is in Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Ilchos Negoyim really apply in Eretz Yisrael. The concept, the heuristic concept of Negoyim and Zavus relates to the Kahanim and it started right away. And the question is why? The heuristic idea starts right away, even though the technical need is all in Eretz Yisrael, and the Kohanim are the poiskim of this. No, there's no dalochas. Maybe you don't need the poiskim. I told you one more thing you need is the simonim of the animals. We saw that we need the Kohanim also. But for some crazy reason, Dafka, those two, the Tumas Zav and the Tumas Negoim, the poisek on this, being dam le dam, says the Ibn Ezra, are the Kohanim. And the question is why? Question number one. Question number two is Rashi in the beginning of Vayikra, and the Ramban is Merames. The Pasuk says, Vaydaber Elof Lemayet Es Aharon. To tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayik Vaydaber Elof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a miyut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and only Moshe to be met Aharon. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, you gimel Dibris Nemru Batorah LeMoshe Ola Aharon. There are 13 times that the Dibris are given to Moshe and Aharon. And therefore there are 13 psukim, specifically 13, they come to exclude Aaron. Lelamedcha sheloi le'Aaron nemru, to tell you that even when the pasuk says, talk to Moshe and Aaron, does not mean that Aaron was there. No. It means Moshe sheyoimar le'Aaron. So says like this, Rashi tells you, and that's in Chazal, right in the Medrash, that in the Mechilta, that the Mechilta says, the Kodesh Bochu says, Ashpoch Shem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, 13 times he said that, the apostle comes to go ahead and to exclude, to tell you, that doesn't mean that 13 Yutim, Hashem spoke only to Moshe. When it says Moshe and Aaron, Kodesh Bochu spoke to Moshe, to tell Aaron. Ve'elu hen shloisha semiutim, says the Rashi, those are the 30 miutim, that's the Mechilta quotes, ledaber itoi, medaber elo, vedaber elo, venuadi lecha, kula meturas kohanim. Okay? Explains the Maral in the Gurariya. Lemaite sa Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, nire de Rabbi Yehuda lebala flugrata lakama, klar, ragli forushi milsetit lakama. Also, he's coming to explain, because this is, Rabbi Yehuda is a second day in the Mechilta. Explains the Maral, that he comes to explain that the Dibros only to Moshe. V'chen mashu teroskam, digasin shavon Rabbi Yehuda, v'mashu adolavim achloi kesimu, v'chen pirushoi. Lemaite sa Rabbi min adibu pirush, min adibu shalei adibu hazel Aaron. Is to tell you that the Dibur, when it says Moshe and Aaron, excludes Aaron. Ulegufelo Yitzchak, the Pshita, the Aksiva Ikra El Moshe. So the first posuk in this goes on the first posuk in Vayikra. Vayikra El Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem Elov, and is a mute of Aaron. So the question is, why did a mute on Aaron? Doesn't even mention Aaron Vayikra. Umeichet Eislo Bashadivu Aaron, Ela Lemaite Sarna Filmakum Shinishtatev Di Moshe. That's what he means to say. Tana Kama says, Vaydaber Elov, the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, nobody heard. Rabbi Yehuda says it's coming to be Memait Aaron. So says the Maral, doesn't mean to be Memait Aaron here, because by the first pasuk of Vayikra, doesn't even say Aaron. He's only telling you that whenever it says Aaron, it's Memait that Kodesh Baruch Hu never spoke to Aaron. Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe to speak to Aaron. V'chol hamyutim em yutorim do lavitzorech lemichtav. All the mutim, the 13 mutim that says v'idaber elov, medaber elov, v'noaditir lecho, they are mutim to tell you Moshe Rabbeinu heard. It's a mute that even when Aaron is mentioned, Aaron is excluded. Okay, that's the question. And the question is, one second. So it comes out like this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe always only to Moshe. 13 times the pasuk mentions Aaron also, and we saw two in our parsha, Parshas Tazria, Legabe the Alochas of Metzora, and Parshas Metzora, Legabe the Aloch of Zav. But does it mean that Aaron heard it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe to tell Aaron. And the Pele is, the Gemara says, in Masech Te'eruv, in Adonal Damut Beis, and I think Michael even asked last week, Tanu Rabbanan. Every mitzvah was like that. Keitza Seder Mishnah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu teach Torah to Klal Yisrael? Moshe Lama Di Pia Gvura. Moshe Rabbeinu learned from Hashem. Nichnas Aaron Veshono Lo Moshe. Aaron came, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aaron taught Moshe. So Aaron will go out and will sit down on the left side of Moshe. And then the children come. And Moshe taught the children. So on and so forth. So at every case, every mitzvah was taught to Aaron. So those 13 places that says Moshe ve'Aaron, what does that mean, Moshe ve'Aaron? Aaron never heard. There are 13 mutim to tell you that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard it. And Aaron, anyway, in Kol HaTorah Kula, in the 613 mitzvahs he was told. So what's unique about these 13 cases where the Torah mentions Aaron specifically? So the Netziv in Emek Dover says, and we saw it last week also, I just want to go back because this is a very good segue from last week, says the Emek Dover. Because in the parshas of the animals, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should tell Moshe, Aaron, and the children. Elozer in Tomar. Frank Rashi, one sec. Frank the Medic Dover, one second. Elozer in Tomar didn't hear, and Aaron didn't hear. So what's the difference between Aaron and Elozer in Tomar? So tell me, Kol Mokum Vade Samuel is Amidas Aaron. So there, so if Kumoshe Biyanu Besparsha Shmois, Sharu Leah Shomea Klalafia Dibushei Moshe Mitzidri. Aaron never heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only Moshe heard. But Kol Bokum Vada Itamuel Ezamidas Aaron Sheminatzad. Aaron, even though he never heard, he stayed next to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what it means. Those 13 places, Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. Aaron HaKohen had to be standing next to Moshe, even though he didn't hear anything. When it says Moshe ve'Aaron, b'shosh ha'Aaron mi'betzid, it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and to Aaron. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Aaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe when Aaron was standing next to Moshe. And some inspiration he had, aval ibnei Aaron, the children of Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never made them stand next to Moshe. That was Tam, a miss of teaching, like everything else. Says the Netziv. Yes, if Aaron HaKohen, in those 13 cases, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically mentions Aaron, doesn't mean that Aaron heard anything, because the 13 Yutim that says it only Moshe heard. But what does it mean, Aaron? Aaron was taught by Moshe, called to Herakula, like the children of Aaron, and etc. The Gemara in Irvin says, then it says, it means that Aaron had to be standing next to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu heard, but Aaron had to be standing next to him, even though he didn't hear anything. And now this thing is completely preposterous. So it comes out like this, that the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe and Aaron never meant that Aaron heard, only meant that Aaron had to be standing next to Moshe when the mitzvahs were given, because of some he or all of. What does that mean? So now comes out something that we really need to explore, these 13 cases, right? Because what we have is something very simple. The first question was, as we spoke, the mitzvahs negoim. Negoim is only shaykh and Eretz Yisrael, but still was given heuristically in the midbar. And that's why Aaron, as the pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron, does mean that Aaron heard, means that Aaron had to be next to Moshe. So the question is, why? Then says the Ibn Ezra, the second question, that legabe tumas zav and tumas metzora, the poisek were the kohanim. That's why Aaron had to be standing next to Moshe. And the question is why? Why dafka those two things, the kohanim ben dam le dam, had to be a poisek? Question number two. And the question number three comes out like this, something very funny. According to Chazal, 13 places, specifically 13 places, Moshe is mentioned with Aaron. And there are 13 miyutim to tell you, it says the Maral, the 13 miyutim are coming to be memait in those 13 places where Aaron was required. Aaron never heard anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke only to Moshe. Ah, so what does it mean, Aaron? Means that Aaron, Moshe had to teach Aaron. One second, Moshe taught Aaron Kol HaTorah Kula. Says in the Tziv, Aaron had to be standing next to Moshe. And this is a crazy thing. First of all, why did Aaron have to be standing next to Moshe? And number two, if he was supposed to be standing, why didn't he hear? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Aaron stand next to Moshe, but he didn't hear anything, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. In other words, Aaron only heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a mediation of Moshe. And the question is why? And why did he have to stand next to it? So the Ramban says that the Ibn Ezra, because those mitzvahs are no gear to the Kohanim. But if that is the case, why did he have to do and why did he have to listen? Okay? Now, in Vayikra, the Pasuk is exactly right. So says the Maral, Vayikra is the beginning of Oyel Moed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe on a constant basis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I speak to you and you are the only one who mediates me. That's why Vayikra is the miyot. Even though Aaron was never called, says the Maral, it's a telling you that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does call Aaron, he'll never speak to Aaron. Because that's the uniqueness of the nevuah of Moshe. And the question is why? What does that mean? And I think it's extremely important to understand the Nevuas Moshe and Nevuas Aaron, why Aaron in some situations had to be standing next to Moshe, but all his communication to Hashem was mediated through Moshe. And the question is why and how does it work? So to explain all of this, what I want to go, we're going to see a thing very, it's a series of goings which are extremely, extremely important. And first we'll start with the Goyin in Aderes Elio in Dvorim. Look at what the Goyin says. The Goyin says, Ayisoid, whatever the Torah says, Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemoyer. What does the word Lemoyer mean? Kol Lemoyer shebe mikro ascholas maimer shelachar. The word Lemoyer is an introduction to the concept that's coming afterwards. Kmo shenemar veivarech v'esam eloikim. The bracha, Lemoyer Prurvu. Lemoyer is the introduction to Prurvu. Vechem asher kos vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemoyer, daber el bnei Yisrael Lemoyer, begin our parsha, dehan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, daber el Moshe, daber el bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemoyer, daber el bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, what Lemoyer? Daber el bnei Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. Lemoyer is what Moshe Rabbeinu had to say to Klal Yisrael. So, התחיל מוישה דבר בני ישראל, ומוישה התחיל עם ישראל מנישה כי תזריע בכל מוקה, והוא חיבור הנויסה עם הנוסו. The word Lemoyer connects the subject to the person who is listening. In other words, Lemoyer is the connecting point. Explains Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Hover. Kol Lemoyer שבמיק, so always the word Lemoyer is connecting the subject to the audience. Kavonas Rabbeinu Lefarsh Tevas Lemoyer Shebechol HaTorah Al Pi Poshut Ve'Al Pi Yesod. Says Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Hover, the Goyin is explaining the pshat of the Pasuk, connecting the pshat to the Soid. HaKol Echad, because to show you that the Soid Shapshat Ve'Asoid HaKol Echad, Shita Sagro is that the pshat and the Soid are always connected. Drash and Remez are separate, but pshat and Soid are always connected. We mentioned before, the Zohar describes that when a person learns Soid, he realizes that the Pshutoi Shel Mikra is really the Soid. As we're going to learn in Mishlei, Mishlei the Gro wrote a Pirush on the Pshat of Mishlei, and Rav Nachum Mendel says it's all Alpi Soid, because Soid and Pshat always connect. And that's what he says, the word Lemor. Kedarko Sharabinu Bechol Mokum Shemifare Shapshat Umiramesh Boasoid Gangma Shikosa Bechamen Koimis. Always the Pshat, and the Gro explains, the Pshat is connected to Soid. Vanu Shelemoir, the word Lemor Amechaber Hanoisim Anosu, so my Dibur in Israel. The word Lemor connects the Dibur to Klal Israel. HaMekabli Madibur V'chem Kan. U'mokum Shenema Shtei Piyomim Lemor. If it says twice Lemor, כעניין ודבר השם אל מוישה, נאור פרשה, ודבר השם אל מוישה למויר, דבר בני ישראל למויר, לאומר הראשון הוא בין השם המדבר למוישה, the first למויר is connecting the דיבור of דבר בני ישראל to מוישה, המקבל הדיבור, ולמור השיר מחבר מוישה ודבר עם ישראל שמקבלים והם אחרתם אז למור. Always the word למויר. And also in Hebrew, the word אמויר. Comes with the word Imra. It's like a fringe. If you want to connect something, to extend something to something else, it's always Imra. So Lemoyer is taking the subject and connecting to the audience. That's the word Lemoyer. To allow it to connect. And he says, why in Kabbalistic terms that's the case? V'adnu she'dibur hu'adas bris aloshon. Dibur is the concept of the bris aloshon, the connection point of the loshon. כמו שכוסף כמה פיום, ועדס המחבר יוד קי, גימי ראשי נבופי זן, תחתוין שמיים ואורץ. The das is the one that connects the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the yud hei, to the vov hei, which is the mitzius of the bria, which is shamayim ואורץ. To connect the two is das. Das is chibur. That chibur is dibur, and that dibur is amira. והוא מוישה שקיבל הדיבור מפי השם בדרגה דילי פה על פה הדבר בו, והוא כל הדילי בסוד קשר של תפילים בין שלוש הראשים, סוד הראש וזין תחתון של הגוף. מוישה רבינו is the lemoyer, he's the speaker. מוישה רבינו is כבד לושים, specifically because of that, because מוישה רבינו's לושים is very unique. לושים always is the lotion of das, which is connecting. Ravuter always says, dibur connects machshova, to the world of physical. That's why Mafilaso is the miracle of creation, is the chibur of spiritual and physical, and it's always dibur. That's called the bris haloshon. The Ro always writes that the word loshon comes from lash. Lash is basically mixing, right? Because he is mixing the spiritual with the physical. That is called lemur. Moshe Rabbeinu is that connection because you need das to be mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the spiritual, the world of thought, to the world of reality, the yud and hey and the vav and the hey. And this is the word lemur. So lemur is always connecting. And what is Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is the connecting of the bria. Right, he connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshova to the world of reality. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is the word lemur represents the ability of Moshe Rabbeinu to connect the dibur to the audience. Who is the lemur of the bria? The amira neima is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Gro says. So now let's go on the Parshas Chukas. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe, by Parshas Chukas, Parshas Paduma is also Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron. Is also there is Moshe and Aaron. Says the Gro something fantastic. Yud ches piyomim nisa ber dibur le Moshe lem biachad. Chazal called Rashi in the Mechilta says 13 times. But says the Gro they are really 18 times. If you look at the psukim, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe el Aaron, there are 13 psukim. Velohen, Shloisha Zipashas Vaera, and he goes into the list of the 18. Umasha Kudush Bohu, now says the Gro here, Umasha Omara Kudush Bohu Lahem, She Yoimru Le Israel. Now he says there is a difference between the 13 of them and 5 of them. He says the following. 13 of them was the Moshe and Aaron were supposed to teach Klal Yisrael. Vehema Yud Gimel Peomim. Says, Verotza Loimar, Ki Dal Minayu Hei Peomim. Out of the 18, 5 of them, Shalo Yishlichusam L'Yisrael Klal, was not a Shlichus for Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and Aaron, not to tell Klal Yisrael. Rak Yelem Levadei Adibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them. Give an example. Vayomer Hashem diki daber aleichem. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aaron in Parsha Shmois, when Aaron comes to you, he's going to go and refuse to go out. Shelo nishtalchu l'Yisrael lak leparoi. A dibur said they were not sent to Klal Yisrael. So that dibur was bechlal not Klal Yisrael. Vayomer Hashem k'hu lachem lo chofnechem. In the Makis also. So 5 times of the 18 is Moshe and Aaron. But that Moshe and Aaron were spoken to them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Aaron. 13 times HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe and Aaron to tell Klal Yisrael. On that there is 13 miyutim that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard, and Aaron had to be next to him. Vinken, let's hear lo nishtalchun, lishtar yud gimel pyom shtavu lishluchusam l'Yisrael. 13 times Moshe and Aaron were spoken to tell Klal Yisrael. V'ayinu di'isa b'tiras kohanim, that's in Tiras kohanim, to the Michilta also. Yud gimel dimez b'tira le Moshe le Aaron. That's 13 times HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and Aaron to tell Klal Yisrael. U'keneged yud gimel mitzvah l'shma kol ha'divur rak l'moshva. That's the 13 times it says that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. It's only those 13 times. The other 5 times, it's irrelevant. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told Aaron to tell anything. So it's very possible that Aaron heard. The 13 times that Moshe and Aaron were nitztave to tell Klal Yisrael, those 13 times, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard, not Aaron. V'ayut chespom shel Moshe la'aron v'chen yigimel pom shel Yisav v'shluchus al Yisrael. So it says, very funny, so 18 times I spoke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe and Aaron. Out of them, 13 times is to tell Klal Yisrael, and on those 13 times there is a miyot. Hema besoy yigimel ches. This is the secret of the 13 and 18. This is the secret of the 13 and 18. And this, so the girl says, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and Aaron 13 times for them to go and tell Klal Yisrael. And on those 13 times, Moshe heard, Aaron did not, but Aaron had to be standing next to Moshe, is the Sod of Yud Gimel. And the extra 5 that Aaron heard, but he didn't have to go and tell them, there's no Miut, that's the Sod Yud Gimel in Yud Ches. And the question is, what does this all mean? And this is a foundational idea that the Gro is going to explain here. And hopefully we'll understand, I think the whole goal of the shiur tonight is to explain the difference between Moshe and Aaron in the degrees of prophecy and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am Ashekos of Rabbeinu, and he says the following. Besod Chayal Min V'Yud Gimel. The Gro explains, in the soy, the secret of the 13 and the 18, so Chai Ture Afar Samoyin, the Zohar calls that there is 18 mountains of Afar Samoyin, of pure Afar Samoyin, and Yud Gimel Nare the Afar Samoyin, that 13 rivers of Afar Samoyin. V'chosef Shom Rabbeinu Shebesoy Dadas, Zohar V'Nekeva, D'chura Yud Gimel V'Nukvahe. Says the Goy in the following. Das, which is connection, 13, there is 13, which is the Zohar, and 5, which is the Nekeva. All together is 18. So the 18 that we're talking about is because 13 is the connection of the male and 5 is the connection of the female. Now you realize that Bris, Deborah, Chazal always say that there were 13 times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about the Bris on Bris Mila, right? So 13 has to do with Bris Mila. So the Zohar has 13 points of connection. And the question, what does this all mean? Okay. Take a look what he explains. V'ainyan ki adasu mazla kadisha koil shte bazol shem yugim l'nari farsevoyna meshach rabu is bimoychas timtoa kadua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is something called the hidden mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is the hidden mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he revealed to us. We know that there is a something called moychas timtoa. Moychas timtoa is the hidden intellect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are that concept of Moichas Timtoa. V'yu chesed igvur, and they are two channels that come from the hidden mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shtei mazol v'sham ha-toira, and toira comes from the hidden mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't have anything to do with it. There is something that flows out of it. Two flows out of it. And ki chochmaschem u'binaschem l'nei ha-yomim, v'hem ha-yud gimel tikunim. This is called the Yud Gimel Tikunim. In Chazal, in Safra Ditznius, you have the concept like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond any comprehension. That's why when we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, it's called Moichas Timtoa. That's the hidden intellect. The hidden intellect we don't have. So the hidden intellect to be able to transmit Torah to us, it came through 13 channels, which are 13 channels that limited the channel that filtered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intellect into something which is comprehensible to us. Those are called the 13 tikkunim. The tikkunim is the concept of limiting, filtering, and constraining HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom to be able to be connected to us. And look what he says. כי הם ישחלקים לחס לדחורה לבושים דקון הרבה. And out of these תיקונים, 8 תיקונים go to the זוכר, and hey to the אימא, to the נקבה. חוכמה has 8 תיקונים, and the נקבה, which is בינה, has 5 תיקונים. Okay? And we're going to explain it very carefully. We have the time to go, because this is extremely, extremely important to understand the Soida Tikkunim. Zuckerly says, the Abba Nichlal Ben, and you see that on the Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates the world. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond comprehension. The beginning of that revelation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzamtzem himself, the concept of the Tzimtzum, that Tzimtzum is called the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim. The Midah Hashminis, the eighth Midah, is called Noitzer Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Chesed. The creation of Chesed is in Chazal, in the Pasuk in Micha, Ich Boi Shavoy Noseinu, is the concept of Kibush, of winning, of a battle. And the concept of Noitzer Chesed is the creation of Chesed, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Lemala from every understanding. When it comes to reveal himself here, there is automatically a isnagdus. There is automatically some kind of a force preventing it from happening. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'matan Torah comes to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. What happens? The Malachim say, Tna hoitcha l'shamayim. They are saying, don't give the Torah to the world. Tna hoitcha l'shamayim. So that force that wants to maintain it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyochol has to create chesed to allow it to flow. This is the eighth tikkun, and those are the eighth tikkunim of the Zohar, which are in the eighth tikkunim is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unknown and unlimited wisdom becomes channeled to Noitzer Chesed. Noitzer Chesed is the Zohar. And what's the Ima? What's Bina? Is the concept of the last one, which is the 13th, the next 5, which is called the Midah of Venake. Venake is the Pshat that the person could do tshuva, that you could return. So the way to flow down the wisdom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to prevent, to allow it to break the mechitzes, is Noitzer Chesed La'alofim. And you realize that that's 8th, right? 8th, we always say it's the concept that goes to Bina, right? Something above the world of Teva. That's why the letter Ches, we spoke so many times, is 2 Zayins. When you have the 2 Zayins in Noitzer Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is something beyond, and the 8th tikkun is to make something beyond, something which can connect to us. That's why Torah is always connected to the number 8. We saw so many times, right? You look at Perikufites. How many letters of the Aleph Beis relate to Torah? There are 8. Always Tmani Ape. Right? Torah Hashem Tmima also, where the Apostle describes the Milas HaTorah. Torah Hashem Tmima Meshivas Nofish, says the Maral. There are 8 praises for Torah. The 8, which are the 8 tikkunim. The 8 tikkunim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyochol goes to allow it to flow to Elam Hazeh. That's called Midas. We're going to see it's called Midas HaNetzach. And that is Noitzer Chesed. The ultimate Chesed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks the Mechitza. That's why the 8 is when the 2 Zayins become separate. There is a Zayin which is beyond and a Zayin below. Going below, that is the Zohar. That is Das when it connects to a world. And then Venake, on the 5th one afterwards, is the ability to go back, is the ability to reconnect back. Venake is tshuva, right? That after you do it, you could return. Or Yosher, it's 8, which is the 2 Zayins. Hey is connecting back, taking the Dalet, connecting to the Yud back, is the Or Choizer. These 2 are the 2 tikkunim. So he says the following. V'noida kidchura le'oila mekabel shnei chalokim. But you should know something. The Zohar, not only he gets the 8 tikkunim, he gets the tikkunim of the Nekeva, and the Nekeva only gets through the Zohar. Didei u'dinukva, u'linukva noisn chelka levad. So what comes out is like this, that the 8th tikkunim, which is coming down, the ches, which the ches is like chometz, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, and we make through tshuva, turn it into a hay. So the ches and the hay, ches is the zohar, hay is in the keva. But the keva only comes through the zohar. So therefore, the zohar gets 13, and the keva gets out of the 13, 5. So says the Gro. ולכן, והנה מוישה, ונוידה כדחורה לאוילה מקבל שני חלוקים דידי ודנוקווה, ולנוטו נויסן חלק הלווה, דנקיבה gets her חלק from the זוכר, ולכן בדחורה הם י' ג' ובנוקווה ה'. And that's why the תיקונים, meaning how Kudosh Baruch Hu flows, the Midas HaChesed, which are called the Yud Gimel Mechilin Sharachamim, when Kudosh Baruch Hu, the Moichas Timtoa, comes to break down and to go ahead and channel it to something which is possible, there is the 8th and the 5. And the Zohar gets the 13, and out of that 5, he gives to the Keva the 5. And he says, "V'lachen negdo shloishes emiutim shelo nishma kol adib l'aron." So Moshe Rabbeinu is that connecting point lemur of the Zohar. We're going to soon see why he's the Zohar. So he has 13 out of the 18 that he doesn't give to Aaron. He gets 13, and he gives 5 to Aaron. So out of the 18, 13 are the Zohar, which is only Moshe, and 5 Moshe Aaron gets from Moshe. ולכן נגד יוגים מיוטים שלא נשמע כל דיבל אהרון. So that's why 13 belong to Moshe, not to Aaron. And Aaron only gets it from Moshe, and that's what it is. And this is called Chai Almin. Right, but we said, we always know that Chai is life. Why is Chai life? What does it have to do Chai life? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he flows himself to the world, how he reveals himself, he reveals himself with those 13 channels, which Moichas Timtoa is Mesaken, to become tangible. And out of the 13, 5 go to the Nekeva to come back. Altogether is 18, that's a life. That's called Chai. Those Chayalim v'u besoid Chai Asman me'alef atzadik. The Aleph, a Tzadik, Tet, and Tet. If you look from the Aleph to the Tzadik, they are 18 letters, 9 and 9. Those are the Bechina, or that's why in Chazal, right, always Olam Hazeh is 9. We have all come Kav Shlo Yitimi Tishakam Shlo Chaveroi, Kibiyocho, because the world is 9 coming in, 9 going up, which is 18. And the process is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with Yud Gimel Tikunim to the Zohar, and out of the Gimel Tikunim, 5 go to the Nekeva, share from the Zohar. And that's what he says, Havaye hu Elohim. When you look Havaye hu Elohim, when Havaye becomes Elohim, is 13 letters. And that's called Netzach Vehoid. Yiu Benetzach, Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach, which is 8, which is 13 tikunim, and Yiu Behoid, and she gets 5 in the Hoid. And therefore, and this is Moshe Ve'aron, which is Netzach Vehoid. And then, that's why Hoid gets 5 on the 5. That's why out of the 18, 5 go to Aaron. Aaron has 5. But the 13, meaning the 13 of the Zohar, he gets the 5 only from the Zohar. We have it. Now we're going to explain today, and I want to use now today's shiur to explain these tikkunim, which I think is so fundamental to understand. First, I want to go with you to look at the Gemara. Look how the Gemara says. That's my tzushtel, this Gemara, but I think it's such a real tzushtel. Ach yom Rabbi Yochanan, ein pri bitna shelisha. The Gemara says in Brochus that the woman, her womb only gets elami pri bitna shelisha. She only gets, the nekeva only gets from the Zohar. Shenemor ubarach pri bitnacho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be give a brocha to the fruit of your womb. You're in Loshon Zohar, Bitnacha. Pribitna lo nemra pribitnacha. It goes from the Zohar. In other words, the Nekeva only gets what she has from the Zohar. Tanya nam yocher, b'noso doim imanashim pribitna shilish, mizbar rabibritna shilish. How do you know that the Isha only gets from the Isha? Shenemar uberach pribitnacha. Pribitna lo nemra era pribitnacha. The idea is that the Nekeva only gets from the Zohar. Whatever there is in the Zohar, you're getting from the Nekeva. The Nekeva gets it from the Zohar. Look at how something interesting, how this is translated in the Shem Ben. We know that there is a Shem of 26. And the Shem Shamayim is 26. But we know that there is a Tziruv. If you go the Shem, if you follow the Shem Shemaim, how it's spelled out, if you go into the Miut Vov Aleph, and instead of Aleph is Vov Yud Vov. That's called the Shem Ben, which is 52, which is 26 and 26. And that's the beginning of this duality of the Mekabel and the Noisen. And that's called Ben, not Bas. And the question is quite Ben should be Bas, because it's the beginning of the Nekeva. Why it's called Ben? So Rabbi Satimus explains very good. It explains here, look at this. Ube Zivug says the Father, Ube the name of you of Shem Shomayim that you spelled Yud, Hey, Hey Aleph, Vov Yud Aleph, and Hey Aleph, when you spell Maim this way, which is Gematria 52, is two Havayas. So he explains the Mispar called Havayu Chavov. Each Havay is 26. Ubeis Pion Chavov Hareben. That's exactly it. Is Yud, Yud, Vov. Hey, hey, I'm sorry, Davi. Hey, hey, Vov, Vov. The Shem and Beis is exactly, Shem 52 is Yud, Yud, Vov, Dalet. Hey, 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 Vov, Vov, hey, hey. If you take the Shem Shomayim, these two, it's 52. And that's called the Shem Ben, because Ben, Biggie Matrix 52. And it says the following. And the Mekabel. Ubezivug noisen azoha vayeshul lenuk vabezenichlol bashtei avayesa. The Zohar gives to the Kiva. Kodesh Baruch Hu never gives directly. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to the Zohar, and the Zohar gives it to the Nekeva. V'hoyd isbar Mitzchayim, v'hoyl v'zoh Mekabel t'chila chelko v'chelka. The Zohar gets both. V'nimtza sheyesh bo shtei avayes kibishter ben. V'lachen zoh nikra ben. So the Shem Ben, which is the beginning of Malchus, that you have this duality of Shamayim Voretz, the beginning of the Nekeva, only comes through the Zohar. So it comes out that all the Hashpos that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives, it's an intermediary from the Zohar to the Nekeva. You realize that the Partsufim of the Mekabel were part of the Noisen, or do Partsufim. So it comes out that the Nekeva always gets what she gets with the Zohar. In the Tikkunim, means that the Yud Gimel Tikkunim that we're going to soon see, how Moichas Timtoa Kudosh Bohu becomes revealed to his creatures through Torah, which is the 13 channels. Those 13 channels, 8 is for the Zohar, and 5 is for the Nekeva. 8 is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you to transmit, which is Torah Shebichsav, and 5 is Torah Shebal Peh. But the Torah Shebal Peh only emanates from Torah Shebichsav. So it comes out that the 13 go to the Zohar, to the Torah Shebichsav, and from there it goes to the Mekabel. The 13 Tikkunim go to Moshe, and Moshe gives 5 to Aaron. So altogether there are 18. But in essence, 13 is Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gets it. That's why the 13 Yutim, that's only to Moshe. Aaron has to be standing because Aaron is part of the Gilui. And we're going to soon see why those mitzvahs, Aaron is part of the Kabbalah Satorah. But the Kabbalah Satorah of Aaron is only through Moshe. It's never directly. Moshe, he stands next to it, but the emanation flows through Moshe to Aaron. And let's explain a little bit more. How does that mean? Before we go into this, I want to show, this is the Hakdoma. This page is the Hakdoma of Mishlim Biur Agro that we're going to learn. The person who put it out, Ramesh Shapira, held this, is an amazing, amazing edition. And the person who put it out wrote a Hakdoma on all the Inyone Kabbalah for people like us to understand. And he says the following. Is the concept of, we know that seventh sphere is called Netzach. And he says, the right side of the sphere goes from Chochmah, which is also expanded, goes to Chesed, which is also expansionary, to Netzach. And that's what it says, Ni'imois b'mincha netzach. In the netzach comes from the yimin. V'zeh mashe kosuv, yimin Hashem oy sachayel. V'lamadu shenetzach shayechel l'b'chinas hachesed. Now, what is netzach? What is tzfiras ha-netzach? Moshe Rabbeinu is called tzfiras ha-netzach. That's why Ni'imois b'mincha netzach is Moshe. Aaron is keneged b'chinas ha-hoid. What does that mean? Explains the following. Shum kach etzem shem shel sfira netzach. Haynu shemenatzeach kol mitraglim atzov chimtnaoid chalashomayim. Netzach is the ability to transmit. We all know the netzach chesed is the concept of kindness that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give to the Mekablim. But this has to be actually realized. Chesed is great in concept, but you have to make it happen. Noitzer Chesed is Midas, is somebody called Midas HaNetzach, is the eighth Midah, right? Netzach. What's the idea of Netzach? Netzach is the ability that Kodesh Baruch Hu is able to get it. Kodesh Baruch Hu is able to win, to break the barrier. That's why it's Noitzer Chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the Chesed happen. The Klal with the Bechol Soif, Goyver Mekatrik Bifrabi Sofer Shel Oiros. Whenever Kodesh Baruch Hu transmits, when it comes to break the Mechitza, there is always a Snagdus preventing it from happening. V'ikar Aschol Shel Asfir Shem Chinas Raglayim V'nikroim Bar Migufo. When Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to transmit, which is not conceptual but real, Hem Netzach and Hoid. This is Netzach and Hoid. Netzach and Hoid are the two foundations how HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmits to the Malchus, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmits to his creatures. And then, Sham Chinas Achoy, Sham Chinas Dovish, Sham Netzach, Sham Mizgab Natzach, Sham Biap, Dov Lehoid, Sham Netzach. Midas HaNetzach is the ability to break, to be Noitzer Chesed. Menatzeyach Kol Mitraglim.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You have to break the mechitza. Breaking that mechitza is called Bichnas HaNetzach. And this is Dira Batachtoinim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Dira Batachtoinim. And that is Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishum Shu Asher Govala Mekadem Shalmaila. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who brought Torah Min HaShomayim. He is the Das, this is the Lemur of the Bria, that Kodesh Baruch Hu connects the Torah Min HaShomayim to the world here. And on that, there was a snagdus. Na oit chol ha-shamayim. To na hoit chol ha-shamayim. V'im shichada shibchinas neshom ala tachtoinim. Shibchina mamoshis v'chaim lo'il masiyo bergosha gufniz. It brought the Torah to the world of physical. V'zen itzochun godol mo. That is the ultimate victory. She'efshal le'amshich oilis ilyoinim l'choyshich v'komrius b'chinas aguf shibchinas dava. To be able to bring light in the world of darkness, what Moshe Rabbeinu did, is breaking that mechitza. Moshe Rabbeinu is, that's why he's chetzio malach and chetzio human. He's able to break that. The ability to break is midas hanetzach. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why Moshe is called Shushvina de Malka. He's kebeyocho, the chosen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemevi b'chinas melech ein soif. To Gilu Ashchina Batachtoinim. Moshe Rabbeinu is Midas HaNetzach. You know what Midas HaNetzach is? To bring Dusha to the Tachtoinim. What's Aaron? Aaron is Midas Venake. That is the ability to return physical back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he makes the Korbanos. That's called Midas HaHoid. Hoid is Hoido. That in the world of physical, he's able to elevate. Asher Lemata Batachtoinim Elelyoinim. And then he says, we all know that Aaron is Shushvina de Matronisa. He is the Shushvin, is the one that leads the Chosen. The one that leads the Chosen, Shushvina de Malka, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu brings the Chosen down to us. And Aaron HaKohen is the one, the Shushvina de Matronisa. He's the one who takes the Mekablim, us, the female, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Aaron and Moshe is or Yosher, one gives and the other one returns. That's why Aaron is the Bechin of Torah Shebal Peh, that we take the Torah and we're able to elevate it. He's the Bechin as a Korbanos. He's the Bechin as a Sholem. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that brings the Torah down. Rabbi Isai, this is the Yud Gimel Tikkunim. The Yud Gimel Tikkunim says, and we are going to, I'm going to spend some time to see, the Yud Gimel Tikkunim is Shem Shomayim Yud Kei Vav Kei. Could be, you could go ahead and transpose it in 12 combinations, right? 1 times 2 times 3, right? Which is 6 times 2, because he is repeated, is 12. The 12 are the 12 tikkunim, and then Shem Shomayim in its klolus is the 13. That's the Gilui Shem Shomayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Shem and shined it to us. That's the Yud Gimel, that's Keneged the Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem. We have a Torah here, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. We have the ability with the Yud Gimel Midos to connect to the Moichas Tim Toh. So the channels of connection are the 13, which is Keneged Shem Shamayim, Yud Beis plus 1. Not only that, look at something Givaldic now. Yud Beis, Shem Shamayim, right? There are 12 combinations. 12 times 4 is 48. 48 are Keneged our 48 Nevi'im. And then there's the Klolus, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Sharach Arba'im V'Teisha. So you realize that those 13 channels of transference, which is called the 13 Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keneged the 13 rules, Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem, is the 12 permutations of Shem Shamayim plus the Klolus of all of them together, which is 13, right? Always Nake Lo Yenake, the Klolus of the 13. And that's Keneged, if you multiply by the letters, the 48 letters, Keneged 48 Nevim, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Shomer Gabeim, those are the 49 gates of wisdom. And on that, on this 13, right, with this 13 Giluim, 8 is Keneged the Noisen, design and design, and He is the ability to connect back. Noitzer Chesed is 8, and that's why Torah Shebichsav Min HaShomayim is always Keneged 8. He is Keneged our ability to learning and Torah Shebal Peh to connect it back. But the Chidushi is the Torah Shebal Peh has to come through Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, 13 were given to Moshe, and Moshe took the 13, 5 he gave to Aaron. So all together, there are 18 midas. 5 is the Aaron that comes through Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, 13 times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Aaron to tell you that Aaron has the shaychus. That's why Tumas Nida, Tumas Zav, and Tumas HaMetzoira, the concept of Metzoira, and the concept of Zav, are the two forces of the world of Tumah. Tumah Sametzoira is given to people who hurt others, right? Is the Tumah, which is the Tumah of Kaas. We spoke before about the concept of Kaas. The Yetzer Hara of Kaas, like we spoke last week, that's Tumah Sametzoira. Tumah Zav, as we spoke, and we spoke from Tzodek, right? Tumah Zav is the Tumah, which is derived from Taiva. Is the concept of Taiva. That's the Zav, and that's the Tumas HaMetzoira. This is Aaron HaKohen is given the ability to paskin on that, because he is the one with the concept of Tshuva of Torah Shebal Peh. He needs to balance these two. And therefore, the Dibur was to Aaron, because these two are heuristic ideas of the Tumah of the world. It's not just a practical concept. In the Midbar, he has to be given what's the Shlichus of Adam. And that is the concept of Tumah Zavet, Tumah Metzoira, which is the ultimate balance of the world in the heuristic form. And that Aaron had to participate, because you need Aaron to be able to understand Moshe. But the Chiddush was that Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Yud Gimel, the Ichu, the connection is only Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one to connect Shamayim V'Oretz. He's the Midas HaNesach. He's the one who's able to break it down. Aaron HaKohen is the one that takes it in the physical sense and is able to connect it back. That's Oyev Sabriyos U'Mekarvan LaTorah. The one that's Mekarvan LaTorah is the Avodah of Aaron HaKohen. And this is the Yud Ches Tikunim. So it makes a lot of sense. Why these two mitzvahs? Because these two mitzvahs represent the two Yetzirahs. And that's the Avodah of Aaron HaKohen is as much as the Avodah of Moshe. They have to be together. That's why Moshe and Aaron have to be together. But they are Yud Gimel Mutin, says the girl, because the Miut, the Echod, which is the Yud Gimel, is only Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Bechina Sadas, which is Torah Shebichsav, which is now Oitchal HaShomayim, and he was able to bring it down. Aaron HaKohen is the one who takes those ideas and allows us with our human faculties to reconnect back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to bring the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu brought by Tachtoinim, to take the Tachtoinim back to the Elyonim. And therefore, this is so critical and so important here, and that's why it comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. If you want to see the next pages, this is what he always explains. Look at what Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Hover says. This introduction will be very easy. Those are the three, those are called the rivers, right? That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu flows from. That's why these 40, this idea of this 13 we spoke about, the 13 and 18, they're called rivers. Because they are the ones who flow from the Eden to the Gan, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moichas Timto to this world. Those are the channels of flow. And he says, there are two Nehores, there are two rivers. One flows down and one flows up. The Chlil Bechad Posuk Zemim Test Avis. And therefore, you're going to see that the Posuk of the Arba Nehores, which is this Posuk, right, which is in Bereishis, has 48 letters. Those are the Yud Gimel Tikkunim. Those are the 13 channels of constraint of filtering, which are the Yud Beis Shemus Havayi, which is 48 letters. That's why the 48 Drochim Shatoira Niknes Boim, they're 48 Nevi'im. Right? This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu flows into this world. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shara Memtes that puts it all together. He wraps it all together. He's ultimate Echod. Ve'yud Gimul HaMemtes, and the 13th one, which is puts it together, like always, is 12 and 1, right? Like the Shvotim, Hu HaMemtes, Shem Neged, Memtes Sharibina, Kayadua, Besobim Ches. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Avshal Levim. So you realize that this whole system of this Yud Gimel is how you connect. This is the Chibur. This is the concept of Noitzer Chesed and the Midas Nake, which is the, this is the Chastu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to this world. Those are the four rivers of Gan Eden. Ve'mem Chastip in the Nofin Ne'edem B'chol Yoyim. This is what the Zohar says, Moshe Kosma Ben Chanel. The Zohar says there are 48 drops that come from Gan Eden every day. There are four rivers, which are the four Oises Havaye, and there are 12 Tzirufim, 48 letters, and that's why there are 12 words on the Nehores of Gan Eden, Keneged Bitzurifim, the Klala Posuk Yidgimel, then you take the entire Posuk of the Arba Nehores, is the 13. And that's Memta Sherebina, the Haven Moed. So you realize that this is Mamish, the flow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how he flows is always through the Zohar, and the Zohar comes through the Nekeva. And then it writes here, this is the Torah, Shoresh HaTorah, that is how Torah flows to us. The Shoresh HaTorah is Moichas Timto, Noivlus Chochma Shulmal. Our Torah is the drops or the emanations of the Chochma Elyoina. And it comes, the Torah Kduma, so our Torah comes from an original Torah, the Eshchor Al Gabi Eshlevona. How does it flow? V'yud Gimel Nevim, V'yud Gimel Midash HaTorah Dreshes Boim, V'shem Nichlon, Torah Shemichsav, Torah Shemalpeh. The ability to connect the Torah Shemichsav to something much higher is Yud Gimel Midas. Those Yud Gimel Midash HaTorah Nidreshes Boim is connected those Yud Gimel Yud Beis Tzirufim plus a Tziruf, which is includes all of them, with Shnei Chesuvim Amakhishim Zed Zeh Asher Ova Kosov Ashlish V'Yachriya Beineihem. That Chibur is the Chibur of Torah. On that 8 is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu flows to us. That's why always 8 is Keneged Torah, 8 is Keneged Lemala Min HaTeva, because the 8th is how it is called the Tikkun HaShmini, which is Noitzer Chesed. And on that we turn the Ches into the Hey, as we spoke about Chometz, and that's the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh, and out of the 13, Moshe Rabbeinu gives 5 to Aaron. That's why Moshe and Aaron are 18. 5 of them for both, 13 of them, which is to Klal Yisrael Davoida, it's only to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Aaron only gets to Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the Soid of the Chibur. And you realize that this is the Vov and the Hey. The Vov is the gematria Vov, Aleph, Vov of Shem Shomayim, is 13. That's Keneged, the mid of connecting down, which is Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu, which Keneged Torah Shebichsav. We spoke about those at the 13. And Hey, Achroina, is Keneged Aaron HaKohen. Hey, and the Aleph says, you're going to see the Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Chover says, Aleph is the letter which is infinite, which is something that you don't pronounce. Is the quiet letter. That's why Hey is the Tikkunim of Adam. So you realize that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Bechinas Aches to Rashi Bechsav, the comings to us. That's why Tmoni Ape, our Avoida is the Hey, which is connecting the world of the Dalet, the world which is empty, and elevating it to the Yud. And that is the Koyach of Aaron, but the Koyach of Aaron is a derivative of the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. There is no coming back if you don't get it. Torah Shebaal Peh is built on its connection, emanation of Torah Shebichsav. That's why always you have something that says Ho Minolan. Always there is a shortage on Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Shebaal Peh is a Nuyulus HaChochma. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to do it. And I think here you have, I think it's pretty important. This is, all this material that you have here, the readings, are the soil of this foundational ideas of the rivers of Gan Eden, which are the four tzirufim, which are the 12 letters, right? Which comes a 13 that brings it all together, which is Keneged Mem Ches Nevim, Mem Tes, Shom Shatoyra Nidvim. Those are the Diburim of Moshe. And this is how Torah Shebal Peh is emanated, that five of them. And that's Keneged Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noitzer Chesed. To make chesed happen. That's why by Micha called this is Ich Boishan Avoy Neseinu. And what's called Venake is Mimei Kedem. The idea of Venake is Mimei Kedem, to connect it to above, to come back. The Torah Shabbat, they come to the Tachtoinim and take the Tachtoinim and elevate to the Elyoinim. That's the mitzvah of Aaron, and that's how Aaron leverages Moshe Rabbeinu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed does help us that in this heuristic mitzvahs, which is even is not practical. That's what he's saying. That's what the Kli Chanda says. Even though the Goyim was not in the Midbar, but it was taught in the Midbar, even though it was not needed, because the Midbar was spiritual, he didn't need the Goyim. But the Goyim represents the damage of the Nefoshes that come through Midas HaKas, and Zav through Midas HaTaiva, and the one that can deal with it and to be connect and elevate is specifically Aaron HaKoyen, and therefore in those Aaron HaKoyen specifically is mentioned, says the Ram in our Parsha, Moish Aaron Legabe Tumas HaBetzoira and Legabe Tumas Zova. This Tuma that they have to be able to deal, to be able to connect. But here the Pasuk gives me might with Yud Gimel. The Yud Gimel tells you that Aaron HaKohen only was able to get it through Moshe, never independently. By the way, the boy said, this is one of the most foundational ideas that's brought in the Groh, but this is in Chazal. Those are the Yud Gimel Tikkunim. Those are the Tikkunim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed himself to flow from Moichas Timtor and to channel it down to earth into limited human mind and human intellect. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to experience it and to actually do something with it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.